gas is on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. A good day to get going.
Let's get going on the Good Day program, Beyond Good Day, with stories from Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Doug Steffen, plus an appearance by Dr. Jay Kumar later in the hour to help your sensitivity development and things that are going on in your life that need to be a little adjusted. Jay's pretty good at adjusting things and helping us get adjusted. First, however, let us get to the really important stories of the day, things that are impactful, things that take hold of your psyche and do amazing things with them. That's the inspiration we get from the players on the Good Day program. For example, Roberta Fasanelli always has something important for us to think about.
I am cow, hear me moo. I weigh twice as much as you, and I look good on the barbecue.
Moo on the barbecue.
Cheese and butter's made from liquid from my udders. I am cow, I am cow. Hear me moo.
Perfect. I am cow. Hear me roar.
Hear me moan.
I am cow.
Here's the great part.
Grass, methane gas comes out high. And out when I bow.
Where did you find this?
The ozone layer is thinner from the outcome of my dinner. I am cow. I am cow. I've got gas.
Well, the good news is that it's been a work in progress for 10 years, but finally, Killington, Vermont, the ski area, big, big, big ski area in Vermont, is going to be using the power of the poop. They're actually going to be using cow dung to power their gondola, their main gondola that brings riders 4,000 feet up the mountain to go skiing. They're working with Green Mountain Power, and what they're doing is they're taking 13 farms, 10,000 dairy cows, and 300,000 gallons of cow manure.
Really?
And the farmers let this cow manure marinate in this digester for 3 weeks at 100 degrees, and it turns into biogas. And the good news is that by making the biogas, it bypasses the need to produce methane, which some people say is detrimental to the environment and everything else. But methane's a very common gas, and then that they use a biogas. They send it to Green Mountain the Green Mountain Power, and then they use it to power the gondolas. So skiers are going to be riding up on gondolas powered by cow poop. So cow poop gondolas.
Cow poop wins.
Hope nobody gets backed up or you're going to be stuck.
Yeah, no kidding.
The K1 Express, powered by poop.
All right, here's more cow news. A policeman has received $16,000 in compensation after a herd of cows trampled him. The report on Inspector Chris Poole, he was walking his dog when a stampede of cows stomped over him, and apparently he got a punctured lung, he had broken ribs, that sort of thing. He couldn't work for 5 months. He filed suit against the farmer, claiming not enough was done to protect the public from the cows. If you're walking on a farmer's land, hey, folks, and the cows are not friendly, that's your problem. But you see, the world that we live in, the legal world that we live in, is just so concocted, so screwy, so wrong, that people who have, in this circumstance, a farmer's got cows in his field, this guy trespasses on his land, takes a walk, the cows come over, and even if I've seen cows that were friendly, push people around. They're just trying to get close to you if they're used to you. I mean, this is
That was my question. Are cows territorial? I mean, will they, you know, defend territory? Or is
no.
Just they're trying to get
bulls will.
They'll defend. Yeah, bulls will defend the territory with the cows, and also a mother will defend the territory of her calf. Mm-hmm. That's pretty common. But in terms of whether, in this circumstance, the guy is clearly wrong, and yet he still feels to take the farmer to court, and he gets $16,000 out of him. I think that's just wrong. You're on his land. It's your, I mean, what the lawyers say, well, it didn't have a sign, trespass or no trespassing or pass at your own risks or you know, something like that. So if I take this to heart, I got to put signs all over my pastures, wherever the cows are, on the farm, on any
danger,
farm.
Danger, cows.
Right, danger is lurking here. Oy. And here's another crazy, I've just law stuff. Let me just, this one will send you away as well. A man has been told to remove his trampoline from his backyard because it could help burglars break into his neighbor's home.
Is there a
castle
into the house?
newspaper reports that 36-year-old Matthew Neese from Essex, Massachusetts, has been ordered to by the housing board to get rid of his 3-foot-wide, 12-feet-high bouncy trampoline. The trampoline could allow, according to the police, burglars to jump into the window of his neighbor's living in a three-story living room in a three-story apartment. He said, no, I'm not going to do that. He's got it there for his 12-year-old daughter. He said it's complete rubbish. Anybody would use this to help them break in. They've got to have they've got to be crazy, had their head examined. Anyway, the Housing Association or Authority is taking him to court. So that's another example of stuff getting crazy out of hand.
Ridiculous.
Isn't it, though? Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, Roberta, good job. Food for thought here on Good Day. Here's some more food for thought. For those of you who have been in the service, you know how hard it is when you get out sometimes to get any respect. That's why the Purple Heart Service Foundation is so good and helpful and so popular with veterans, because they provide so many services and programs that are not available elsewhere. They are very good at putting all these programs together. They're very good at processing claims. They're very good at education and training. Very good at helping you get the medical care you need if you've been in the service. So, my advice to you, if you are interested in helping groups like this, and a lot of folks are, and you have something around that you're not using anymore, let's say it's an old motorcycle or a car or a boat or something that has some value, an old trampoline, could be worth $400 or $500, and if you give it to the Purple Heart Service Foundation, they'll create a 100% tax-deductible slip for you, use on your tax return, and they also are going to use it to better the services, the support that they offer to veterans. The Purple Heart Service Foundation at 877-743-1631. 877-743-1631 for cash, credit card donations, whatever it is. They're all tax deductible, and you can make the arrangements at 877-743-1631.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot... What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Patience may be a virtue, but waiting for your hotel reward points to add up
is pointless.
Enjoy more comfort and value immediately at America's Best Value Inn. Join our free value club and get an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com or any of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Save more money with immediate rewards at America's Best Value Inn.
Now, that was enlightening.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
GreenJobsForVeterans.com. I can't tell you how excited I am to hear from the folks at Eco2 how well people are responding. They need you. They need people to fill these jobs, up to 80,000 a year. Good Lord, get on the line right now. GreenJobsForVeterans.com. Jennifer!
Dougie.
Jennifer!
Dougie.
Jennifer!
Dougie.
Jennifer.
Is that you?
Yeah. All right, so what do you have up your sleeve?
All right, we have to talk about passwords, because, well, first of all...
Passwords
I have to,
as in...
Computer passwords.
Email passwords.
First, I have to preface this. I think you guys know by now that I love a good list. Like, I love lists. I don't know why
this
makes
me happy.
Yeah, lists
are good.
But they're organized, and I can compare myself to other people without getting, like, too bogged down. So, this story drew me in right away, because the list of the 25 most popular passwords of the year has just come out.
Yeah.
From Plugged In Magazine.
Whoa. How do they know?
Yeah.
Because I guess people are stupid
passwords
enough to tell
Passwords are supposed
them.
To be private. Hello.
Yeah. What the 25 most popular passwords are.
Is that funny or what? Well, number one, again, for the 12.
By the way, Rishi, I've changed all of mine. Because it was...
So all of the ones that I knew of yours? Because I knew every single one of your passwords.
Well, I think... Well, maybe the ones that you're still connected to that you need, maybe...
That's a dangerous thing. You know that, right?
What? Change
for me? For me not to know your password.
Yeah, because then you forget it. We're all in trouble.
What's my password for this?
So number one on the list, which is one you will not forget, is password. That's been
password.
Number one for a very long time.
Right,
number
yes.
one, unchanged.
Right.
Number two, still, it was in number... It was in second place last year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Good.
That was
how about something creative like 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1?
Well, we're getting there, actually. Number three is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Four is ABC 1, 2, 3.
Hey.
Then you have five, which is, I know this means something, Rich, you'll know, but QWERTY. What does that mean?
QWERTY. It's the QWERTY. It's the top five letters on your keyboard.
Oh, yeah.
Starting
okay,
from
there you go.
The top left-hand corner.
Yeah. So that's number five. Number six is a surprising one. It's a monkey. Number seven is Let Me In. Eight is Dragon. Number nine is 1111111111. Number 10 is Baseball.
All right, how about, here's the second.
That is monkey making it at number seven.
Is that funny or what?
Here's the second line of the keyboard. ASDFGHJ.
That's not one of them.
No,
but also on the list is I Love You, Trust No One, which I think is funny, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Sunshine, Master, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, Welcome, Shadow, Ashley, how weird is that, Football, Jesus, Michael, Ninja, Mustang,
Michael.
And Password
Why?
1.
Why Michael?
I have no idea. Why Ashley? Why Ninja?
You know, another thing that's a lot of people use, and I don't get, and it didn't make the list, is their name and their year of birth,
mm-hmm.
or their date of birth.
Mm.
So, like, if anybody knows your name and can find out your year of birth, boom, bingo, they're going to try 15 different combinations and get it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, the tips are if you want to have a safe password is to combine two words and use like a symbol to separate them. So like
up yours.
Hash sign dog.
Yeah.
How about
or
that?
Numbers
up yours.
As letters.
Up yours.
There you go.
Perfect.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program asking you today on our poll, what kind of candy are you giving out this year? A, Reese's, B, various candy bars, C, gum, D, non-chocolate candy, E, I don't know yet, F, whatever's on sale this weekend.
That's us.
All right. And G, I don't give out candy.
G, I don't know.
Halloween. The poll yesterday, do you decorate your house for Halloween? 34% of you who responded to the poll at DougSteffen.com said no, but I do give out candy. 23% of you said, of course I decorate my house. 17% said we used to when the children were small. 12% said sometimes. 8% said no, I don't celebrate Halloween, period, end of story. And 6% said only because our children are little would we decorate our house for Halloween. Dr. Jay Kumar along in a few minutes talking about brain workings,
wonder
politics.
If he decorates.
What, do you think Jay decorates? Jay.
We'll have to ask him.
He has a nice home in the hills of Pacific Palisades, and it's kind of stuck off the road. You wouldn't see it anyway, so maybe it's not much use. Anyway, brains, politics, and emotions, how you vote, what makes you decide to vote for whom the bell will toll. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Meanwhile, it's Richie's turn on Beyond Good Day to help us with a story that he's found that will impact you all.
You know, last night, our sister organization here at Radio America is the American Veterans Center, and I had the opportunity and the honor last night of meeting two of the Doolittle Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, I'm sure you're probably aware of the Doolittle Raid, but for those who aren't,
Jimmy Doolittle was one of the big heroes of World War II. If you just have to Google his name, that's all.
Yeah, just Google Doolittle Raid or Jimmy Doolittle. And basically, they were tasked with bombing Japan first after the Pearl Harbor attack. And so 16 planes, 30-some guys, decided that they were going to fly from, I think it was Hawaii to Japan, drop bombs all over Japan, and then keep flying to China and go to a beacon where they would all meet. Well, that beacon didn't work out so well because the plane that was supposed to drop the beacon wrecked, and they all ended up scattered all over the place. China, right. India, Russia. Some of them ended up in prison camps in Russia for a couple of years. And here's just a couple of seconds of one of the Doolittle Raiders in last night talking about this, and it was just fascinating.
They were supposed to have a portable Homer at the place we were supposed to land and pick up gas in China. And unfortunately, Homer was aboard an airplane that crashed, and so we ended up arriving over China with no Homer in the middle of a big front that eliminated all chances for us to make any kind of approach to an airfield in China. And our only course was to continue flying until the fuel was gone and bail out or belly land.
So basically what they did is they just all bailed out of their airplanes and just let them land. They flew for 13 hours over the Pacific Ocean.
Wow.
At an altitude of 250 feet.
How wow. cool that you got to hear all that.
250 feet. Think about that.
Was their average altitude. He said there was no autopilot. You had to stay on it the whole time. Mm-hmm. And he said, we almost ran out of gas, yet there was a tailwind that came up right as soon as we got to Japan that helped carry us that extra couple of hundred miles to get us out of Japan and into China. Can you imagine that? Because otherwise they would have had to crash land in Japan after
you
they dropped their bombs.
You think that they had the wings of...
That's what, exactly what they say. The wings of God, the wind of God was behind us.
Yeah. Well, maybe some of it was from cow gas, though, Rich. You didn't take that into account.
You never know.
That's another
fascinating history.
Is there a website you can go to hear all of these interviews?
Yeah, I mean, if you just, again, if you search it, you can go to DoolittleRaid.com or DoolittleRaiders.com. They have several websites, and all the profits that they make from anything that they do goes to a foundation for scholarships that Jimmy Doolittle asked them to set up instead of taking the personal profits.
All right, there you go. 28 after on Good Day.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Staff Sergeant Ralph Jennenbacher, 40th and 41st Fighter Interception Squadron, United States Air Force.
Went through basic training. There were 37 of us graduated out of basic training. So all 37 of us that went through basic together, we went through this airplane and engine school. Well, all 37 of us went over to Tokyo at the same time. So when the war started, they brought in V-26 bombers, and they wanted waist gunners for these bombers. And they come by, and all of the guys that I went over with volunteered to go, and I was in the hospital. Of course, if I'd have been wouldn't have been in the hospital, I'd have volunteered to go with them. I'm the only one that's still alive out of every one of them got killed. So the good Lord was looking after me, too.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
I watch first graders all day, plus an aging parent at night. Raise a family, plus lower my cholesterol. Practice self-defense, plus fight allergies. Rite Aid understands. That's why every prescription you fill with your Wellness Plus card earns 25 points, getting you closer to 20% off the whole store for a year. And we got there with just 4 prescriptions a month.
Bring your prescriptions to Rite Aid today. No other pharmacy gives your wellness more plus. Certain limitations apply.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Jay Kumar is here to spend some time with us. We always like his helpful pursuit of the truth. And that's not the same truth that Rush Limbaugh is talking about, although it could apply. And I shouldn't say that because true is in the ears and the mind of the beholder. I take a deep breath when I say that because we all have different truths. Facts are different than the truth. And so when Jay is here, by the way, check out his website, jkumar.com. He works with your brain, with your power, your emotions, with your heart, and helps a lot of people understand what's going on with them. So anyway, voting 2 weeks from a couple days ago, and now you have an interesting philosophy and theory about how people make up their minds. And you can hear that, by the way. You listen to a lot of these people who call these radio programs, and you hear the same stuff over and over again because that's their emotional base. That's where they are. Most of the time it's in fear, isn't it, Jay?
So. Yeah, you know what? I'm so glad we're talking about this because it's such a timely issue. Like the elections, you said, is just like less than 2 weeks away. And, you know, one of the great things we're learning, Doug, is that the human brain, you know, for all like the advances the human brain has made in logic and thinking and empirical higher thought, we're still these emotionally driven creatures. And that so is true when it comes to politics. When you see all the, like, you know, when a political party or a candidate wants to win your vote, what is the most effective way that happens? It's through these TV ads. It's through social media.
They scare you.
It scare you,
right? Yeah, it's all about fear, right?
Fear pain. And yeah. So the fear, you know, Jennifer, you said it just so correctly. It's like politicians know in order to win your vote, and ultimately, how you're going to vote in the voting booth on election day is determined more by your emotional brain than any single facts or figures or dating, you know, polling data or electoral maps or anything. It all boils down to the emotional connection you have with a candidate. That's what it is. And you can see it so pervasively and so clearly in all the TV ads and all like
that.
What
if mine is my emotional connection to my money?
Yeah. But that could be a fear thing also, right? Because you may have a fear thing about I need to hold on to my money or and a politician, and I do not want to be partisan here, but I'm just saying that, you know, different political politicians or political parties will cater to a specific emotional energy.
Oh, sure.
Of the electorate. And that's so clearly, you know, and this is exactly why so much money, like inordinate amounts of money, are placed on TV ads and getting, you know, the message out there to as many people in the electorate to sway their vote.
Wow. But think about the words, just a couple of minutes, and think about how powerful the words from Jay are. Wait a minute, that didn't sound right. From Jay. All right. Well.
I get it.
And Bobby.
Yeah.
So in terms of the way the people they hire people like you to figure out what emotionally we get to people, which is manipulative. These people are manipulating you for power and control. It's almost like the Manchurian candidate.
Yeah.
I mean, really, think about it. We're all being manipulated by these people. If you don't have a solid ground, if you don't have really a connection to your inner selves, you're gonna. Richie said, "I have an emotional connection to my wallet." Okay, that's fine, and that's kind of hard and cold, but that's the reality. And it used to be before all this media manipulation that is how people would make up their minds.
It's kind of the chicken and the egg, Doug. It's like, you know, what really comes first? You know, are we influenced by the political machinations, if you will, of a candidate, or is this something predisposed in our human? Neurobiology. And it's actually, I'm going to argue that it's actually something built into our neurobiology. We are actually the human beings, so as much as we pride ourselves on being these higher thinking mammals, we're really not.
No, we aren't.
Over and over again. It doesn't matter. And here's the thing. You know, we're talking about politics. It's such a timely, topic right now. But ultimately, whom you marry, what kind of cereal you buy, the shoes you prefer, you know, when you go shopping or whatever, clothes, and who it comes down to, like who you vote for in the election booth, in the voting booth, all have to do with your emotional brain. And this is not just true for politics; it's true for advertising as well. You know,
how about listening to a radio program?
Radio program, there you go. Right?
Seriously,
no. Look at all the people who are swayed by media shows. And here's the thing, which is so fascinating. This is something, a really great point, and I'll kind of maybe personalize this, you know, with all of you there, because I think this will really underscore it. And, you know, without really trying to be partisan, I kind of already know the general political views of some of you on the show, and so I'm going to call you out. So, Rich, I'm going to bring it, brother.
We also know where you're coming from, too.
Okay.
Yeah, it
doesn't bother me.
Why should it bother you?
It doesn't at all.
It's his brain working and your brain working and Jennifer's brain working.
What is my brain thinking, Jay? How is my brain working?
So here we go, Rich. Okay, within 3 seconds, I want you to tell me 3 adjectives to describe President Obama. Go.
Three seconds. Well, no, I'm looking for inspiration.
Okay.
Was the one I was looking for.
Yep.
As the first black president of the United States, I think it's extremely inspirational.
3 seconds are long gone.
Inspiration, gasping,
mm-hmm.
and needy.
Okay. So now we're going to go maybe to, I don't know, is Roberta there today?
No, Roberta's gonzo, but Jennifer's here.
Okay, yeah. Jennifer. Okay, tell me 3 adjectives that describe Governor Romney.
Presidential.
Mm-hmm.
One.
Wow.
Why is this so hard?
You know what? Undeveloped. Okay. No, but you know what? I'm trying to think of the one word.
Out. You don't. You've made up your mind, both of you.
No. Can I tell you
something?
You
don't know why you made up your mind. Either you don't like Obama or you like Romney, but you don't know why.
I was trying to say how to boil this down into one word, but underdeveloped is my word. My next word. And the reason is that I had a bunch of words that were trying to play together. Like I don't quite have a clear sense of where he's coming from, but yet he looks and has a presents himself presidentially, and I think he's a good guy at the heart of it. I think he's a good husband, good father, family guy.
So exactly, you know, Robert, what probably Jennifer and Rich were you both saying is that you feel like an emotional connection. You know, when Jennifer, when you were saying, I feel that he's a good guy. Okay, you said, I feel, and there's a part of me thinks he's a good husband. That actually is a part of you, your brain, your emotional brain, has a connection to that part of him that sees him as an ideal, you know, like a paternal figure or just like a masculine type of energy, if you will.
Now, I actually had three words that came even faster for Obama, so can I play that game, too?
Please. Yeah, do this. Go for
okay,
it.
Okay, polished, good speaker, and then I also was trying to figure out the right word for, like, somebody who's just bit off more than they can chew, like, in over his head a little bit.
Like, okay. Okay.
See, it's interesting how this is a great exercise, by the way.
It's
everybody,
a fun
the reason
game.
That Jay
I
is doing this is because all of you can do the same thing, and I would suggest you do it for all, not just for the two presidential candidates.
I think we ask it on Facebook, but ask you to describe your candidate because if we go with the other candidates,
well,
it's going to turn into a cat
fight. Come up
fight.
With three adjectives that describe. Your candidate that you want to see win.
It doesn't have to be a catfight, though. If you look at my three words, I had two positives and a negative for each one. Isn't that
why do we have? I don't have anything positive for Obama.
I think he's polished and he's a good speaker.
How do you not give the guy credit for?
I don't because I
for what he's done.
Well, I don't know.
It's
first
amazing.
Of all, it is overwhelming more to me anyway. Who always, for the most part, looks on the bright side, I find his accomplishments are dwarfed by his failures.
Well, his political accomplishments, yes, but his personal accomplishments.
We're not talking about personal. We're talking about what he's done as president. That's what we're looking at. When, in the 4 years, the words I came up with were disaster, ego, I don't think that can be used as an adjective, and manipulative.
Okay.
I think that, and I don't. So I wouldn't use the same words for Joe Biden at all. I don't know Ryan enough to come up with something.
Well, you can use ego with all of these people. Although I don't get Romney's a bad ego.
No, I don't get that either. I think I'm, and nobody's perfect. There are many things that you could say about Obama that are cool. I also not only do I feel it, but I know it that he. Is extraordinarily, he's become or always was extraordinarily arrogant. And he doesn't listen, and that's, you know, that's not.
But you say that about every president.
Well, I don't know. I don't say about Bush. Bush was just a lousy, bad guy.
So anyway, Jay.
What I'm getting at is that politics is an emotionally triggered topic.
And you just saw it with all of us.
Exactly. And the reason why that is kind of like religion also. Right. You know, like politics, the two things you should never talk about at the Thanksgiving table are politics and religion, you know, right? But, you know, politics, like religion, is such an emotionally charged topic. And the exact reason why that is, you guys, is because we already have made up our mind, our unconscious emotional brain has already made up our minds about whom we're going to vote for in the voting booth, and then we just take the facts and figures that substantiate or validate that unconscious bias. And that's something we can now measure in our brains. They did this really cool experiment, and if you go to my Dr. Jay Kumar Facebook page, as I posted, there's a great article that I wrote about this. I have also posted it on the Good Day Show Facebook page as well, so please check it out. It's called How Your Emotional Brain Votes. And in that, I talk about this really fascinating experiment they did where they hooked up into fMRIs, which are these like brain scan machines, on these unpartisan volunteers, some of them who are Democrats, you know, liberals and conservatives, Republicans. And what they found over and over again, when they showed videos of the opposing candidate, saying, you know, things that didn't agree, that, you know, that didn't agree with their point of view. It's their emotional brains, their deeper emotional brains that always gets triggered. And then when they try, when a candidate, the candidate that they don't really like is saying something truthful, factual, like a figure, their emotional brain will still fire. Because it's like they want that a person will always try and confirm with the facts and figures in their rational brain, what they've already predetermined in their unconscious emotional brain. And this is something we can actually see an image in your brain, which I think is so cool.
Yeah, all of this is very cool. We'll wrap this conversation up in a matter of moments here. Don't forget about the opportunity given to you by Power Swabs to whiten, really kind of work your teeth. If your teeth are yellow and not attractive, you're losing perhaps love opportunities, perhaps job opportunities. So get that yellow smile gone and bring the white smile on with Power Swabs. They work longer and they are much easier to use. Power Swabs apply for 2 minutes. 5 minutes, you see the change. No bad taste in your mouth and none of that working for hours to try with all those trays to change the way your teeth look. And no sensitivity after Power Swabs are used as well. Call now for your risk-free supply. 800-865-7602. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Power Swabs. Risk-free. That's what you have to remember. And white teeth. 800-865-7602.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, it's Roger, and I just did my quarterly economic briefing with author and Swiss America chairman Craig R. Smith. And what I discovered confirms my worst fears. Something is getting ready to happen that will change the course of world history, and not one in a thousand will believe it until it's already too late. After writing four important books accurately predicting the future of gold, oil, the dollar, and inflation, Craig Smith is on the verge of releasing his next book. This new CD covers the root issues of the coming crisis and offers three critical steps to protect your family from the fallout. Call today for this hot new CD, The Future of Money, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must hear The Future of Money to believe it. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or go online at SwissAmerica.com. Again, write it down, 800-289-2646. Do it today.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to qlskipayear.com to enter. That's qlskipayear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at qlskipayear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye. Farewell. See you later. Adios. Au revoir. Hasta mañana. Toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit qlskipayear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Dr. Jay Kumar is here with Rich and Jennifer and Doug on Good Day. We're talking on Beyond Good Day about your brain and how you emotionally decide who you're going to vote for. And how well these people who are trying to get your vote understand all of that. And because there isn't enough time, this is something that we have another week before the election, so I think part two of this ought to come when we get together. You post these blogs. We do, too, at DougStephan.com. So in the listen box, Richie, what do we do with in the archives? But there's a special place that we have for
audio highlights.
Audio highlights. That's it, right. And, Jay, you have, I think, a lot of this on your website. You have such tremendous following on your website. Very cool. And I'm betting that a lot of people, when they hear this or when they listen or think about it themselves, are they driven to change? Do you, when you think about it, I mean, that's not what you're trying to accomplish here, but I'm wondering if people, when they hear how they make up their mind, they think, wait a minute, I don't want to make up my mind that way. I want to make it up based on, right? Isn't that true?
It is, you know. I'm not trying to say it's bad that we make up.
It is, though. It's not smart.
It's not, but it's like we have this emotional connection. You know, it's something that's wired into our neurobiology, but we can change it. And maybe that's something I'd love to talk about, you know, a little bit down the road. It's a really fascinating topic. I'll just say this, though. You know, there are two parts of our brain. There's the unconscious and the conscious. There's the emotional part of our brain, and there's this, there's a really fascinating
other part. You gotta know them all. Dr. Jay Kumar on Good Day.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The name is Sandy, and the anxiety about this storm is increasing by the day. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Still more than a month to go for the Atlantic hurricane season of 2012, which ends on November 30th, and we are now firmly focused on a storm named Sandy, the 19th named storm of the season. It was a tropical storm a few days ago. It is now a hurricane, a Category 1, with concerns about the eastern seaboard of the U.S., including the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast as well. As for where Sandy is right now, the storm is moving off the northeastern coast of Cuba and will weaken, according to meteorologists. Rob Carolyn.
It will be slowing down, though, over the next 24 hours, turning a little bit off towards the north-northwest. We think that will take it on a course through the central and north-central Bahamas during the day on Friday as it continues to weaken.
Residents in Florida are being warned of severe weather in the coming days. Tropical storm warnings posted for the east coast of Florida. What about the days to come and where Sandy might land after that?
All bets are off where it ends up early next week. Computer models are very, very conflicted as to a potential landfall as a strong storm system anywhere from the mid-Atlantic states to coastal portions of maritime Canada.
National Weather Service meteorologist Robert Thompson warns that if Hurricane Sandy reaches the northeast, it could be, in his words, a nor'easter on steroids.
It's got the potential to rival the great nor'easters of the past, depending upon the eventual track.
Up and down the east coast, residents are hoping for the best while preparing for the worst. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This is my dad's Mercedes C-Class, and it'll one day be my graduation present. I'll act surprised.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
2,587 days, and she's all mine.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. It's a trip that everyone...
Oh, Dad, you shouldn't have...
can get excited about.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
On Wall Street, after Tuesday's big sell-off, modest losses for the markets yesterday. The Dow fell 25 points, closing at 13,077. S&P down 4, NASDAQ dropped 9. Oil prices down another 97 cents a barrel, settling at $85.73. Barnes & Noble warning customers their credit or debit card information may have been stolen. The bookstore chain discovering bugs had been planted in the keypads customers use for purchases. A tampered pin pad device was found at more than 60 stores across the country. The affected stores located in California, Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. Customers are advised to change their PIN codes and check their statement for any unusual activity. We have some airline news for you. Delta looking to eliminate some flights around the holiday season in an effort to help cut costs. Delta announcing they will retire older jets and eliminate up to 3% of their fourth quarter flight capacity. That could mean hundreds of flights could be cut during the holiday season. Closing notes. First, World Series Game 1 in San Francisco. No contest. The Giants beating up on the Tigers 8-3 in the first game of the best of seven. Three home runs for the Giants' Pablo Sandoval. Game 2 tonight in San Francisco. And finally, that announcement from Donald Trump. What he said was going to be a bombshell announcement. Well, he made the announcement on Facebook, Twitter, and in a YouTube video yesterday. An announcement that he told us was going to have a huge impact on the presidential race. Well, Donald Trump is asking President Obama to release his academic and passport records in exchange for a $5 million donation to a charity of the president's choice.
All he has to do to get $5 million for a charity or charities of his choice is get his colleges to immediately give his applications and records, and also to release his passport records.
Now, there is a time limit on this bombshell of an offer from Donald Trump. The president has until 5 p.m. next Wednesday, October 31st, Halloween, to release the documents to Donald's satisfaction. At this point, it's clear Donald Trump is only satisfied when he gets suckers like me to talk about idiotic bombshell announcements like this. And just talking about it makes me want to take a shower. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.